Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, April 21st. Kelsey back with us. Welcome,
yeah,
Kelsey.
Thank you.
And yesterday was 420, of course. A lot of people would not let us forget that. You know what that is? That's the day for pot smokers.
Yes, I
and,
heard about it.
We gave the explanation of why it's called 420 if you weren't here. Sorry about that, Kelsey. You'll have to figure it out yourself.
It's okay. I think I can... I think I'm pretty educated on that myself.
Right. No, there's actually a story that up north, like in Berkeley or something, there was a bunch of guys getting high every day after school at 4:20 p.m., right?
Yeah.
So it became sort of the thing. But that's a story. I don't know. It sounds too, like, made up to me, you know?
Yeah, I know. It does sound a little idealistic. But I don't know. I mean, maybe it was an after-school activity.
Yeah. So how do you celebrate a day like this? Well, you know, I used to go to a dispensary where they would let you smoke there, you know? So we just had a blast, you know?
Oh, fun.
A lot of people would come. We would just party there at the dispensary.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to do that, you know, according to the law.
So did you do anything yesterday?
So there was nothing to do. All you'd get if you went to a dispensary yesterday is big, long lines and maybe a free taco or something.
Oh,
yeah, I don't need that,
a free
man.
Taco.
Forget about that thing. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So that's that. But it's amazing to me how many people are into this, you know. And I think this year we'll probably get it legal in California. Even if it's not, who cares? We've got the dispensaries here. We've got our recommendations.
Right.
That's all we need, right?
Pretty much.
There you go, yeah. And there's still people that insist we're all drug addicts and stuff. And you know what? Maybe they're right, but whatever.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Kelsey?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm really, really good.
Good. I finally went. I told you I went biking on the beach. Did I tell
you
already?
Did.
Yeah, because we were here Monday, right? Yesterday was Wednesday, right? Wow, the week
it's
just flew
flown,
by.
It's flown, hasn't
right?
it? Yeah, yesterday was
really
Wednesday.
Flew by, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a gig yesterday? What did you do?
I did. Yeah. I got hired kind of last minute. They actually called me and asked if I could come in yesterday for this company called Marathon Mangoes. Yeah, they're a produce company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so it was just right up my alley.
Really?
And yeah,
really?
They had seen like a lot of my cooking videos and stuff like that. So I went out to, we were filming in Chatsworth because the advertising agency that that was running the show was based out there. And so yeah, it was just great. My friend from Texas actually her family owns the company. So she showed some of my work or whatever to the
And they're like, we'll take her.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow,
the rate
cool.
was really good. And
nice.
So it was perfect. And it's so nice to start getting booked off of tape so much,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm really liking that, not having to audition as much.
Yeah. Very cool. Well,
yeah. So it was lots
busy
of fun.
Girl, yeah.
It was lots of fun.
Yeah. But next time, tell them to call you a little earlier than midnight to come and do the freaking show.
Oh, I know.
You know,
yeah,
so.
I usually.
But
get...
luckily, I found someone. I found Leah to fill in. So so it was good because we
Perfect.
Had a guest,
good.
A phone guest. So, and I didn't want to cancel them and everything.
Hey, sometimes you cancel on in the morning on me.
Well, okay. But it's different, okay? No, it's different if I cancel on you, Kelsey, because I have to. I'm the one who has to answer to the guests and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I mean, it's no problem. I told you that. There's no hard feelings at all. I'm just saying that tell them to tell you a little earlier. That's
sure.
All, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like they're going to listen, right?
I know.
Well, but it's the way. I mean, this town works 24 hours,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
No, well, whatever. So, cool. We have a great guest waiting in the studio. We're going to get to her in just a moment. This thing in this news story from China that I guess the government is now asking workers not to date not to date male foreigners. In other words, they're telling Chinese women not to date male foreigners because they could be spies.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Right?
That's crazy. They just
sentenced to death someone for leaking documents to a foreign power. I mean, they're like not, they don't mess around, those Chinese, you know?
Oh my God.
Yeah, you know how many dissidents disappear there every day?
That is crazy.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
So it's like the Chinese have to stay with the Chinese. They, it's probably just an excuse not to, so that they don't mix with white people or something.
Right.
You know?
I don't know.
Or any other colored people. I don't know.
Right.
What, like, it really matters. They got over a billion people. Does it really matter if they, right, some of them actually assimilate to other cultures?
Yeah, there's absolutely no way they can monitor that effectively. But I don't know. Yeah, they don't mess around. That's kind of crazy.
Huh. It really is, you know.
It is.
Wow.
So much going on in the news these days.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything that sticks in your mind you want to talk about? There's the Kelly Ripa.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the show, actually. It's crazy. I love Kelly and Michael, so I hope that, I mean, obviously it's going to be no more because he's moving to GMA.
Right, right.
But,
and they're saying that she was like missing in action yesterday or something. She was on the show. She skips work. That's what the headline says.
Oh.
So maybe she got pissed and didn't go to work or something.
I think they went to like Turks and Caicos or something. They like went on vacation, I was seeing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. That's not verified, but I saw that in one of the headlines. So,
wow.
I don't know. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when the show was Regis and Kathy Lee.
Me too, I do actually.
She was like the joke of everybody, you know. I mean, she would put her kids on TV and everything when they were babies.
Yeah.
And and she was married to what was his name, the football player?
God, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was very old football player, okay.
But yeah, I used to always
Fred Gifford. That's why her name was. It used to be Kathy Lee Johnson, and then she became Kathy Lee Gifford,
right,
when she married him. Yeah,
I've always been a fan of the show, so I hope that they find a good replacement.
Yeah, they probably will. We'll see.
Yeah.
They're handing it off from one person to the other. So, I've never actually watched the show, but it's probably fun, right?
It's
like a
so
talk
fun.
Show in the morning.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I've always been a huge Kelly Ripa fan. So
really,
I remember
when she joined the show. What was it? Only a few years ago, right? When she joined the show. Or has it been a long time?
It's been a few years, I think.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I know. It's flown.
Seems like yesterday, I'm telling you.
I know.
Yeah. Let's see. Maybe it says here in the article how long she's been there. We'll see. We'll find out in a minute. But, wow, they have a picture here of a Good Morning America with the crew that I remember, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this was like Joan London. You know who Joan London is?
No.
You don't know who she is, right?
Uh-uh.
Well, because she's totally from my generation. But she was like the most, like the woman next door, you know, the ideal mother.
Aww.
And now she's got cancer. I mean, they had her on People magazine.
Aww.
On the cover with bald head, you know? But she's like, I mean, she's like totally a classic. She's been on so many commercials and shows and everything, you know? And then David Hartman. Now, I'm talking to you about the 70s now, so you didn't even know anything about that. But it's part of the history of Good Morning America and the Kathy Lee Kathy Ripa.
Yeah, you know, I don't watch TV much anymore, which
right.
I kind of miss it, but I kind of don't. But I remember, I mean, in college, every morning I used to wake up to Good Morning America.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Me too. And that was the Today Show and all that. But at any rate, enough reminiscing for one day. We're going to bring in our guest right now. We have the beautiful Laura, Laura Bradley, or Laura Linda Bradley. Do you prefer the Linda too in the middle? Okay, you got to get close to the mic.
Either or is fine.
Either or? Okay, yeah. So we'll call you Laura.
That's fine.
Okay, because I see you go by Laura. You have the Laura Show.
Yes.
Right? So so tell us what it is that you do. Obviously, if you're on a show, you're probably acting or directing or something. Tell us a little bit about the Laura Show.
I have a number of hats on this show. So I am the writer, director, and star of the show. So it's a project that I put together end of last year, and we're on episode 21 right now, and we're doing 25 episodes in season one. It's sketch comedy.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, it's very female-driven comedy. It's a little bit like SNL, a little nod to that, but a little bit more relatable character. So we poke fun at what it's like to be 20, 30 in modern day. And It gets, you know, a little out of hand. I like to say it's like if you let your inner voice as a crazy, you know, a girl's crazy inner voice run around and talk to her best friend's inner voice, what would happen?
Right.
And we let them play, and it's rather entertaining. And we've picked up quite an audience of male and female viewers, so...
Very cool.
It's starting to click and relate to people.
Yeah.
Where do you publish it?
We actually have it on thelaurashow.net, and then it's streamed through YouTube right now. Okay. And then we're talking to networks about season two, so...
There you go. There you go. Laura, I need you closer to the mic when you talk. You'll thank me later, I promise.
That's completely fine. All right. Theater teachers told me all my life.
Really?
Speak up,
right?
That's why
you
TV
just speak
right
softly.
For me.
But that's the thing, is that I guess on a show, you really get to let yourself out, right?
Yes. I have so enjoyed getting to be the kind of crazy girl, because I've made it to this point in my life dating, and I've always been like the really normal, very work-focused girl. And I get to be this nut job. And, you know, it's so fun to be the crazy girl when there's no ramifications. Because, you know, they call cut, and then it's done. And then, you know, you laugh with your friends that are in the scene, and it's done, and you get to go home. And it's been so nice to work with a group of friends. And it's such camaraderie on the set.
Now, so that crazy girl, is that, do you think, the real you, or is that like an alternate side of you?
Well, I think everybody has a varying scale of crazy within them. No, I would never do this. There's one group of characters called Smoking Hot, and it's myself and a character named Chloe. And we keep setting apartment fires and
oh my gosh,
drunk cooking, and we have shirtless.
Drunk cooking.
Yes, and there is these sexy shirtless firemen that come to rescue us, and we're like harassing them and flirting with them and convincing them to stay because we're like trying to make them brownies, and it's out of control. And I would never do this, but
shirtless firemen. How many of those do you see except on calendars? Right?
I mean.
So these guys can, so they came to the fire scene without shirts.
Well, that's the thing about the show is it's not reality, but it's relatable.
Okay.
Gotcha. So all of the
but it is funny.
All of the sketches are based in some part on my life or my close friends. So there actually were very, very attractive firemen that came to a friend of mine's unfortunate drunk cooking apartment scare. They had shirts on, but they were super attractive. They looked like calendar models, and that's what kind of prompted Smoking Hot.
Yeah. Why do you think that is? I mean, do you think it's handsome men that become firemen, or when you're a fireman, you become handsome? What do you think it is? I mean, is it the uniform?
No.
What is it?
I've never been a girl crazy for the man in uniform. I have a very clear type. It's actor models all the way.
Really?
Oh, yes. I ended up in the right industry.
Well, yeah, you're the perfect talent for that.
Oh, no. I'm like businessman all the way.
No, it's great. My girlfriends and I think that's the sign of a good lasting girlfriend friendship, is if you don't have the same type as your girlfriends. And everybody has like one girl, she likes rockers. One girl, she likes guys that look like they could go out and like chop wood and make a fire and be a Boy Scout. And, I'm like, yeah, I want somebody to go get, like, their brows done with me. Like, I want, like, super metro, like, very, very pretty skinny jeans. Yeah.
So oh, my gosh.
I like them pretty.
Wow. So you don't go for the alpha male necessarily or...
No, and you also have to, like, knowing my personality, that would be, like, butting heads, too.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so...
Oh, you're like a strong-headed woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a workaholic, but I'm also very, you know, I will fight you for it, and I'm very into sports and very strong-willed and opinionated, so I'm not exactly a shrinking violet. I don't look, I don't act as I look.
I look
a different way.
you look so, like, you know, cute.
That's normally the first adjective that's used. It's like, so cute and sweet. not if you work with me.
Well, but that's the face you put forward, so that's what you want to project, right?
Exactly. I think it's one of those things, and that's another thing we work on the show, is taking, you know, appearance and kind of flipping it, because there is a stereotype with, quote-unquote, you know, pretty people or leads in TV and film, and then there's also comedians.
Right.
And I like to say our show looks like Gossip Girl, but we're really, really funny. Yeah. And if you look at the cast, it's like... unusually attractive people.
Yes, I noticed that. Yeah. But you know what? But you know what? I've discussed this many times on the show and with people before that if you notice, almost in every movie, every TV show, I'm not saying everyone, okay? But most of them, it's always very attractive people. Because who wants to look at not attractive people, right? Or ugly people, all right? If I don't want to be PC. But, yeah, who wants to look at ordinary people? We watch movies for fantasy, you know? Even if it's like a dramatic romance or something, you know, that's not, that could happen every day, but it's a fantasy to the viewer, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying that. What am I saying? I don't know. Never mind. You know, I got the point across, right?
Yes.
And then
exactly.
There's everybody has to look good.
Yes,
exactly.
Exactly.
And so you obviously got Hollywood right. So people can find out more about your show at theloraShow.net. And you can find out everything you see about the episodes and the cast and everything. So people can actually watch it here on the website?
Yes, we have an episodes page that has all of our episodes to date.
Cool.
It's season one, and you can binge watch it. It's like each episode runs about 15 to 22 minutes, so it's fairly long format sketch comedy.
Yeah.
And it's been an amazing... It's the single most overwhelming, stressful project I have ever worked on, but the most rewarding at the same time. So it's been... I have learned and grown so much as an artist myself just from writing, and there are these moments. I was just talking to my mom the other day. It's, you know, you have these outer body experiences when you're on set and you hear a joke, you know, told on set in the scene, and one of the other actors breaks, like, right off camera, and you realize, those are my words. And, like, you start seeing it, like, resonate. And after about 8 to 10 episodes, people started coming up and saying, oh, my gosh, my best friend from college is such a fan. Or my baby sister loves the show and says, like, that really does happen. Like, she's so honest. And that's what I'm kind of known for as an individual. I'm painfully honest. Like, I will tell you if those pants don't look good. And I will, like, tell you if you should not go out with so-and-so. Like, I will be painfully honest and to the point, and that's how my writing is as well. So I'm glad that people are finding it funny now.
Very cool. I found an episode. Can we play, like, a couple seconds of it?
Yeah,
let's see what the show sounds like. You know, I'm really curious. Okay.
We used to live together.
And then we weren't a couple anymore.
But we still live together.
We found out the hard way your ex can't be your roommate.
Something going on between you and Eric?
Oh my god, who are you?
I'm Laura, I'm his ex. We live together. Did he not mention that?
No.
I mean, you shouldn't bring that up. Most girls find it a huge turn on.
Really?
No.
Hey, do you want red or rosé?
I like this. You got to watch this, obviously, you
yes.
know, but it's funny.
That's one of our guest stars. As we were rounding out season one, we looked at it and we decided, like, what's something fun that we can do?
Uh-huh.
And we ended up bringing in guest stars for every episode of the remainder of the season. And that was Matt Rosell. He actually is currently starring on Broadway in Les Mis. And he was here on spring break. And
wow.
We luckily
that's
enough,
so fun.
He's from Los Angeles originally. And so he and I had both worked with a mutual friend, and I reached out to him and was like, hey, I love your look. Would you ever be interested in doing the show? And we formed like an instant bond and friendship. And he's like, well, actually, I'm going to be in LA in April for spring break because I'm from LA. And he gave us a day of his spring break to come and film. And I think that's a testament to the show and what we're doing and why artists are clicking with the show. If they're willing to give a day of their spring break to come and film. And we have Hartley Sawyer from The Young and the Restless coming on this week. And we've had Austin Falk from Two Broke Girls. We've had Austin Butler, Robert Palmer Watkins from General Hospital. We've had a lot of fun male guest stars. And all of them are terrible to look at. Just terrible.
Wow. So, I mean, yeah, it's a beautiful cast. Everybody, go to theloraShow.net. You can see everybody. So how long did it take you to cast the show?
Well, it's been a process as we've been going. We premiered in November. So I started working on the show in September. It's been a really, really quick turnaround. A year ago, I wasn't even planning to do a web series. It was one of those things where it fell into the right pieces, and the right pieces fell into the right places at the right time. But a number of the cast I had actually worked with before, and either, you know, theater, short film, choreography projects. And so I reached out to those that I personally knew and had vetted. And then past that, reached out to friends for recommendations, met with people for coffee. And it was a fairly quick process. It's an ensemble cast, so we work each week together. So the guest stars have been a little bit more time-consuming casting those, but the general cast, it went pretty quickly, just a couple of weeks.
Wow, very cool, very cool. Well, I just got some note on breaking news. I don't mean to interrupt this, but Prince died. TMZ is reporting that Prince died. Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, here, death reported at Prince home. Let me see real quick what that says.
Oh, my God.
It was posted 3 minutes ago. Police are investigating a death at the estate of superstar Prince in Carver County, Minnesota. We are not releasing any information regarding the identity of the person who died. So, so far they're not confirming this. They're just saying at his estate. But we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Wow, this is like news that developing as we're reporting it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, wow, very, very sad stuff. I wonder how, you know, he's pretty young.
Yeah, so, he is young.
Right? I mean, I remember he was, he really was timeless. I mean, Prince, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, I mean, always, you know, little red Corvette, party like it's 1999, you know, I mean, my God, you know. So, well, back to Laura. We're talking to Laura Bradley. She has a show on her website, which you can see at thelauraShow.net and on YouTube as well, right? You have a YouTube channel there as well. And so you do this now. It's also on YouTube. You've obviously put a lot of work and love into this, right?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, so many episodes, and you really, I mean, you put together something amazing. Is this like your first such project?
First web series, yeah. I mean, I've been an actor basically since the first time I walked on stage and heard laughter. I knew I was like, found my calling. Yep, this is it. Uh-huh. And then it's been, you know, building blocks ever since. But no, this is my first web series. I am not a person to do anything halfway. So when I started it, I was planning to do about 15 episodes. And then I met with a cast and I was like, okay, who's willing to go on a part two journey of season one? Because we really like hit our stride and editing, writing, everything just tightened up. Everything got so much better. And everybody was like, yeah, let's do it. And I'm so thankful that we have. And, you know, the second half has been focusing on press and tightening everything up and network meetings and whatnot. And it's done. It's paid off. It's been really, really good.
Yeah.
So,
wow. Yeah. Very nice.
It's been a learning experience.
Yeah, obviously. You know, and so you did put a lot of effort into this. I would imagine you had to raise some money for this too as well, right? Or did everything come for free to you?
Never underestimate a blonde with a smile.
There you go, right?
No. That's how we did casting. No, I self-produced, and all of the actors have worked deferred, and we've been very, very blessed with people donating their time and talent and skill. And then it's one of those things where you should never underestimate a small group of like-minded people and what they're able to do. And that's what I'm very hopeful that it'll inspire other young artists, especially female writers, to do things. Because if you watch, my mom is actually the videographer. She's a professional photographer, but she's our videographer as well.
Oh, great. Nice.
On the show. And one of our cast members' fiance wrote, he's a professional composer. He wrote our theme song. And, you know, it's little details and things like that, that if you just reach out and ask for help, there's so many people around you. You live in Los Angeles. I mean, there are artists everywhere.
Right.
And a lot of them are really excited to do something outside of what maybe is paying their bills right now and stretching themselves. And I think that's how we've caught a few of the soap actors that have guest starred, because they wanted to do comedy. They wanted to do something a little different.
Very nice. And you created a platform for them. And that's cool, you know.
Yeah. And it's a very healthy and fun. We have bloopers at the end of every episode, which is a little personal touch. That was something before we ever started the show. I was like, I know what it's like to hang out with these people. There's going to be bloopers. That's something we have to have. And everybody has loved it because one episode we didn't have bloopers. And everybody's like, where were the bloopers? I was like, we gave you a show. And they're like, where were the bloopers? And so we had to come back with those because we're a crazy group of friends. And it's become family. And it's...
Wow. How cool is that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
how cool is that? It's a family that you create for yourself. You know, because family, you don't get to choose, right?
I know.
You're born into it. You're married into it. To it, whatever, you know, but when you have a family like this, it's people you choose to be with.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And that's what LA is. I mean, I've been here for 9 years, and I come from the East Coast and a small town in the South, and I love how diverse and how filled with artists and this, the diversity here just right. inspires me on a daily basis. So I'm glad that we've been able to form a cast like this.
Yeah. Where are you from? What?
Virginia, originally.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have lost the majority of the accent. Majority. It only comes out when I'm, like, upset now. Like,
right.
So do you...
Or probably when you drink, right? That's what many people say,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that happens to me.
Or when you're with somebody from the South.
Yeah,
yeah, you become yourself again.
Yeah. We were talking about doing a Southern sketch. And
that'd be so fun.
That would be cool.
I was
cool.
Like, we're going to be line dancing. We're going to be saying y'all.
Yeah.
It drops back in very easily.
Do you have a background in comedy?
Just naturally being kind of... okay with being
humorous.
The butt of the joke.
Yeah.
I see.
I'm an only child, so I was a little bit of my own entertainment. You know, I like to, you know, I lived in a very imaginative home and
yeah,
then also loved performing and putting on shows for family and friends. And then I was also homeschooled, which for anyone that's met a homeschooler, I'm not your stereotypical one. And so I think as I got older, I started realizing it's funnier to make the joke first. And that kind of honed my comedy skill. And so as you watch the show, I will poke fun at myself before I will poke fun at anybody else. We did an episode recently that was very popular called Beauty Blogger. And it's where I've lost my job. And in trying to figure it out with my boyfriend's encouragement on the show, I decide, looking through magazines, I'm going to be a beauty blogger. I don't need to go to school. I don't need to work. I'm going to have them send me free stuff.
Yeah.
And it is a disaster. I do like... a year's worth of Manny Monday posts in a day, and I do something called clown contouring. And I don't know if anybody's
heard of that.
What is that?
I looked like a scary extra from like a cheap horror film, and I mean, it's like you've got like stars and X's, and it's just it's very very strange. And then somehow you magically look beautiful.
I know. I don't understand that.
Yeah, no, we didn't actually blend it in to see. I took it off, but
that would have been cool to see if it actually worked.
I don't believe that it actually worked. I mean, and we also did it like cute, like lipstick, like hearts.
Oh,
I see. And you know, but I will look ridiculous. I will take the pratfall. So I think that's how I've... laughter is one of my favorite sounds, as cheesy as that sounds. I love to make people laugh. So whatever it takes for the joke,
yeah,
I
cool.
will do it.
So so that's where you guys can go and see the show at thelauraShow.net. But you can find out more about Laura Bradley at lauralindabradley.com. And that's spelled just the way it sounds. And your name is bigger than a billboard on Sunset here on this website.
Oh, God.
I love that. And there's a resume online. I mean, there's the show itself, acting, choreography. So you do that too?
Yeah.
Wow.
I grew up a dancer and a musical theater kid. That was blending uh-huh. both of my loves. And then as I got older, decided to focus on acting. But yeah, I've done choreography. I love contemporary. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
And so I used to work with Mia Michaels. I don't know how familiar you guys are with the dance world, but she's like the queen of contemporary dance. I worked with her for
really?
A few years in
wow.
New York. And I was like, this is amazing. And it's just, it's artistry and movement and storytelling. And I fell in love. And so I still dance on a weekly basis my own self, and I still do choreography jobs, but acting's the main focus now.
Yeah. And you're not just acting. I mean, you're obviously writing, you're producing. Are you the director as well?
Mm-hmm.
You're the director too. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
What a find,
you know? I mean, are you like single? People are probably looking for a wife. Would find this is like perfect. She's like multi-talented.
Found a wife on radio. That's a headline.
Yeah, we'll find you a husband. Like she needs one right now.
When you work this much, it's a little bit of a kill on yourself.
It is, right?
Right? Yeah. It's like you have no time to do anything.
Yeah. Exactly. But it's like, do I want to get dressed up and go out, or would I rather get some of this to-do list done?
Yeah.
He didn't seem that great. I'm going to work down this to-do list, and I'm going to go to bed.
Right.
It's life is not as glamorous as one would
think. No, right?
No.
Yeah.
It's funny, but it's not glamorous.
No, not at all. Not at all. So you managed to capture in your show, I guess, the experience of being in your 20s, 30s, yeah. Right? That's what you said. But the 20s and 30s are quite different, right? I mean, in the 30s, people are building their families. They're having kids already. I remember when I was in my 30s, there was a show called 30-something.
Uh-huh.
And that was, I really connected to it, you know, because I could connect to the characters. It was like in the 90s, and I totally connected to it, you know.
Right. Well, we're definitely focusing on young 30s, and I think it's one of those things where it's all relative because... Like I said, I came from the South where people were getting married right out of high school.
That's so true. Yeah, it is all relative.
Whereas I was like hightailing it out of town. I'm like, nope, going career focused. So I think it's all relative and everybody has a certain degree of Peter Pan syndrome when you live in Los Angeles.
Isn't that true?
Yeah. So it's like, oh, you go out and party at 35? Cool, good for you. And it's one of those things where it's all relative and I mean... We're definitely focusing on the younger, or like early 30s, but it's taking, you know, we did a sketch called the post-breakup social media war, which, you know, back 10, 15 years ago, when you broke up with someone, you either went out with someone that they hated to get back at them, or you asked your friend, like, how is so-and-so doing, or what have you, and now... You look on Instagram and you see how they're living their lives, and then you're trying to live a better one by what you post. And we poked extreme fun at that, and I think that's something that I've tried to tell with my writing is I want to tell a story and say, you know, hey, laugh at yourself. For goodness sakes, this is ridiculous. And, you know, I am a huge Kings fan in real life, and from watching the show, you will basically have the experience of going out with me for a drink. Like, it's like you'll get my personality. We have common themes throughout the show. But my ex in the sketch, I hated his friends. So to get back at him, I take his friends to a Kings game. And then once he sees the picture of that, he retaliates by taking a journal and staging a photo at a cafe and posting it that he's journaling. Because I always wanted him to journal and tell me about his feelings. And then I retaliate by doing something else. And it's just tit for tat. And it keeps showing us reacting to like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he did such and such. And so then I go and get my hair done and like I post a picture. And it shows what real life is like because, I mean, I'm personally... I use my social media to promote work. I'm not really having petty fights, but I know people would have done it. And it's hilarious in that it gets a rise out of the ex or what have you. And yeah. I mean, it kind of needs to be pointed out and laughed at. Like, hey,
yeah.
Let's just move on. Let's do something productive. But it is really funny in the meantime. Everybody liked that one.
Yeah. So now do you, I'd like to understand how this worked. Did you first create characters and then stories around them? Or when you first thought of the show and started creating it, did you have stories already in your head?
Well, like I said, it's all based slightly in truth. And I again go back to saying it's not reality. Mm. It is all scripted, but it's all relatable. So I have an amazing group of friends in my real life. They are a batch of characters. And so, I mean, one of my best friends from back home, she and I, we travel together once a year, and she still lives back in Virginia. And I have a running notepad on my phone of quotes that we come up with, just like together. It's like, oh my gosh, that's hysterical. And so there was absolutely a list of ideas and stories and memories. Like if I just looked through my phone camera roll, I could tell you, oh, that would make a good sketcher. Oh, that was a really funny night. Or, oh, I remember that story.
Mm.
So there were absolutely stories and sketches when we first started. Now, I have also built characters upon what I find funny in real life. We had a sketch called Type A Meditation.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. I can imagine it in my head right now.
Oh yeah. And so we had myself being me, just very like, I've got a to-do list. I've got things to do. I want to do them now. And being very type A. And we had this character called Rainbow, which was played by one of our phenomenal actors, Ethan, who is just one of the funniest human beings I've ever met. And he came in one of my old dance outfits that was like pink and tie-dyed and skin tight. And he was teaching us yoga and meditation to myself and my boyfriend on the sketch. And I mean, he's, you know, telling me how to like chill, and I'm just like, are you buying this? And it's this like riff of like type A and like needing to get up and do something, and someone that's just so, so chill and so just chi with themselves and very LA. And it's something that I find hilariously funny. I don't personally meditate. I don't do yoga. If I go to the gym, I want to break a sweat and I want to feel like I did something. It again goes back to the type A personality. And it was, there are stories that were obviously there to answer your question, but there's also things that I find funny in real life that I'm like walking through life, I'm like, oh, make a note of that, like I need to write a sketch about this, and
yeah,
and then building them.
But my question really is, did you have the characters fleshed out before?
No, the show has evolved as it's gone, because certain sketches really resonated with people, so we've made a part two of them.
Uh-huh.
Or a certain character really resonated, and they've come back in another sketch. So no, it's, I had ideas of what I wanted to do, but I definitely, the show has evolved, and I think that's what's made it a really good show, because we had real-time response. It wasn't something where we wrote everything and then started airing it and was like, throwing spaghetti up against the wall. It was like, oh, this clicks, this doesn't, you know, and then maybe pull that sketch and focus on this one or what have you. So it's been a real-time response to see what people liked and found funny.
Very cool.
I'm going to have to subscribe on YouTube. Is it its own channel?
It is its own channel.
Okay.
Which is linked through the website. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, and the website is theloraShow.net. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Laura Linda Bradley, and she's created the show, The Laura Show, and you can you guys can watch it either on the website or on YouTube, and I'm definitely going to check it out, if only to check out all the beautiful people.
Right?
And, yeah, so come for the beautiful people, stay for the funny story.
Oh my gosh, that's... That's going to have to be one of our like captions.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my Lord. I mean, no, it is. Funny. That is us in a nutshell.
Yeah, if you want to find beautiful people, you come to Hollywood. And that's what it's about.
There we go.
Yeah. And there you go. So now we know she described her type of a man, and now we can see it exactly in the show.
I know, right?
They're all like that.
Oh, my God.
A couple of people have commented to me. They're like, well, wait, which actor did that? Is it the same as that one? And I'm like, no. And they're like, well, they all look very similar. They're all very attractive. I was like, yes, that was a prerequisite of the show. You had to be very attractive.
Yeah.
And act, obviously, but very attractive.
That's hilarious.
Right. Very cool. Very cool stuff. So it's three guys, three girls, like friends, more or less, but original stuff. So this is episode, what? You said 20-something, right? 21. Wow,
yeah.
Amazing. And how frequently do they come out?
Every Tuesday. Good question.
Really?
Oh, nice. You do 1 week. Yeah,
yes, okay. Exactly. We it was like I said, I didn't come to do like a 4-episode thing. And
sure.
Like, hey, let's see what happens. So I wanted to take on what networks do. And so we do like 15 to 22 minutes an episode every Tuesday. And I have very quickly realized why networks have a huge high-rise building and why there's hundreds of people that work on shows. It's a tremendous amount of stress and work. But, you know, we've somehow kept it afloat, and it's the finale is May 17th. And we have
May 17th?
Yeah.
And then when do you renew that after that?
Well, we're talking to networks right now, so hopefully...
Can you see your line?
Whoops, why am I doing this? Okay, I always do that. It's like pages that start popping up right away. Oh, you know?
And that happens to me too. And then they start playing the video and you're like, ah, no!
Yes, I think that was our trailer if I recognize the voice.
This looks funny, folks, and you got to check this out.
It's
wow. Great. Yeah, and you get a lot of views too. So obviously you're touching somebody.
Well, I think it's the female-driven comedy aspect. It's like we're on the pulse of something because there are so many more. You know, there's always been Tina and Amy. And now, you know, Melissa McCarthy is coming up. And Elizabeth Banks has actually just started her own platform for female comics. And there's so many more strong female writers, comedians now. And, you know, I would be extremely honored to ultimately, you know, one day be in, you know, those kind of groups and standings. And I think we're taking a slightly younger, you know, I'm a generation behind those ladies, and I think we're taking a nod and a kind of a jab at my generation and female comedy that's right. relatable to them.
Cool.
So yeah.
Yeah, and then I see here there's actually seven women. So there's a picture of seven women and no guys. Who? What is that picture of? Do you know what I'm saying? At the lauraShow.net, it's a picture right below the latest episode.
Oh. Well, we actually did photo shoots with a number of the cast members. So okay. that's just, that was just some of the girls that were
so
there.
So these are more like occasional guests on the show.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
God, she always gets the beautiful people. I'm telling you, she's not kidding, man. She has an eye.
I like them pretty.
Yeah.
The girls, there's a... Gosh, I don't even know how many people are in the full cast. I would say it's like 15 to 20.
Oh, and, wow. Like regulars.
Yeah. So like for regulars. And then we have like our core leads in the show. But it's always evolving. And I'm in every single sketch in every episode. But that hasn't applied to everybody else.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that people, I hate when people ask me, it's like, how much money are you making? No, but that's not the point. The point is, how will you monetize this? I mean, obviously, you want it to be a business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious to know how something like this would be monetized. I mean, what's your business model here?
Well, ultimately, the goal is to showcase it's, you know, your ultimate resume, headshot, and reel as an actor. And then also as a writer for me to showcase what I can write. This is my sense of humor. This is what I do. And also, as Kelsey will know, as an actor, it's all about diversifying yourself. Because my next project is actually a drama. It's as far opposite as you can go from comedy.
Right.
So the ultimate goal is to showcase what I can do as an actor and writer and also the cast.
Right.
And then the end game would be to get picked up by a network for season two. And
I see. Okay. So
you're getting a steady paycheck and a regular writing room meetings and filming on a set and things like
right.
that.
Right. Now, would there be a way to monetize this without having to depend on a TV network just by being digital?
There are ways with ads and sponsorship and things like that on the site. There's also product placement within
That's
the
what
episodes.
I was thinking too.
That's something that we've stayed away from solely because we didn't want to lose any kind of credibility.
Right. And especially in the beginning. Yeah. Right. You're not looking to make money in the beginning.
Exactly. We were looking to make a really, really good product. And I think that we have done that. And it was something that we didn't want to showcase anything particular. We've been approached by several products and companies, but it was something that I wanted to hold off on and
It was a conscious decision to do that.
Yes, it's very been a very conscious decision to
I mean, you're building a brand, you know. You don't need to sell. And that's what people do, you know. Like someone will pull up a brand new website and fill it with banners and stuff. You're not going to have any people on there. Why are you alienating everybody to make a couple pennies, you know?
Yes, exactly. And that's something that I've been very conscious about since I moved to L.A. And I wanted to have a career. I wanted to be acting when I was 70. I didn't want to be a flash in the pan. I didn't want to be a reality star.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be a starlet that was, you know, going out with so-and-so and doing this one-hit movie.
Yeah.
I wanted to have longevity in my career, and I wanted to be respected.
Or someone on a Bachelor or something. You don't want to do that, right?
Yes. We actually take on the Bachelor. In
really?
Coming
oh, my gosh. That is...
Yes, we
but
do.
But you wouldn't be in one, would you?
No, I would not.
Yeah,
would,
you don't have
I
the personality
never.
For that. To kiss ass.
A higher moral compass than that.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
And what I don't get is, don't they care that he just went to bed with the other two or three or four girls, however many?
I don't like to share.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
Granted, I'm an only child, but I don't like to share. So I might actually come out as crazy on that show. We might find that that's my trigger. But no, I wouldn't be the right fit for reality TV. And right. I'm a perfectionist and a control freak, and that's one thing that's been really nice about working on my own show.
There you go. Yeah. And you probably will always do your own thing, you know? And why shouldn't you? You got all the talent, you know? You don't have to work somebody else's dream.
I definitely want to do other projects, but I will always, it's the same as dance and choreography. It's something that I will always do my own projects as well. And hopefully one day it's going to be doing my own writing for X Network, and that would be great.
Sounds awesome. And you guys can find out all the talents that Laura offers at lauralindabradley.com. And you won't miss the site. I mean, you know, the picture and the text is pretty big. But I love it, you know. It's like, you know what it is? I know what it is. They wanted to make it for the biggest screen ever. Was projected, right, in the Cinerama or something, or like on the IMAX, there you go. It would fit perfectly.
Oh, my God.
This is funny. But I love that. You know, I love that. So you guys can find out about Laura's acting, choreography, voiceover, beauty, charity. Wow. Let's talk a little bit about the charity in the last few minutes.
It's interesting.
Absolutely. And music, too. My God. We need another few songs just to bring you back here, you know?
So my charity work, that's something that has always been extremely important. My mom and family raised me to, you know, respect what's around you, and when you can give back and help, you do that. And I work with a number of charities. One that's very important to me is environmental awareness, and I work with Global Green USA and Kiss the Ground and a number of charities that work with environmental issues. Wild Aid, which is working to stop poaching and legalize, not have any animal hunting, of that kind of thing.
It's pointless, right? I mean, what's the point in hunting anyway?
So what about if you eat it, though? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. I am
get roadkill.
Oh, wow.
So people know. I mean, that's like a couple characters in Howard Stern. I mean, this guy's from Kansas and his father eats roadkill.
Oh my God.
That would not be my type. Yeah, can you imagine being invited over for roadkill dinner?
Ooh, yeah. No. Like, but going back to hunting real quick. Go on.
I totally agree about the like hunting for pleasure and trophy hunting and all of that stuff.
I don't agree with that whatsoever.
But, I mean, I do if I am hungry and I want venison for winter, I kill a deer.
Yeah, the thing is, so are you like a vegetarian?
I go back and forth. I'll be honest. Every once in a while, I do crave a burger. But Wild Aid focuses on tigers, elephants, rhinos,
exotic,
things like that.
Right.
Wildlife. So you don't hate us for eating meat?
No. Not at all.
Me and Sam are like.
Yeah.
I know. Like, we have to tread carefully. Laura left the building. No. Not at all. It's one of those things that I, like Kelsey said, I don't agree with trophy hunting. I believe that animals belong in the wild. I don't agree with zoos or controlled animal showcase environments, things like that. So,
right.
But I've worked with a number of platforms, also a number of charities that promote young female education in third world countries, and everything that goes along with that. I have a couple of trips coming up with some of those charities, so I'm
really excited. That's fun.
Are you going to meet like Malala or something? You know, Malala.
That would be awesome.
But that would be cool. You know, that girl that actually almost got killed for promoting and speaking out for education for girls in Pakistan or Afghanistan. So she's become a spokesperson for that, you know.
Yeah.
And that. So, Laura, the last couple minutes, tell people how they can find you. Like I haven't told them enough, right?
I love it.
But social media.
On Instagram, I'm at Laura Linda Bradley, and Twitter, it's I am Laura Bradley.
Okay,
and
cool.
And the website you've already gone over, which has been amazing.
Yeah, we went
Thank
over
you.
The website a million times. Laura Linda Bradley. If I can say it one, you say it, okay?
LauraLindaBradley.com.
Thank you.
Or
there you go.
TheLauraShow.net.
My tongue is getting stuck on the L's today.
It
you have a lot of L's
in
your
name. It is a long name. name. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Very that's why cool. We just kept it as the Laura Show, not the Laureland Bradley Show.
Right. Yeah. I think that's good.
No, that's too much. It's too much. It's overkill. But yeah.
And you do music as well, Laura.
I do. I grew up singing and listening to music. I was raised on like Elvis and Johnny Cash and you know, these like epic artists, and always loved music, and I think it all ties in. That's one thing that I'm really grateful, you know, granted it took a few more years than I anticipated after moving to Los Angeles. I'm at a place in my career where I get to do what I love, and I get to pick projects that I'm really proud of and I enjoy and that blend a lot of the loves in my life. And
wow, that's very cool. And so, and finally, do you do you go out on the town and things like that? I mean, or are you like a homebody when you don't work?
I think I'm a little bit of a mix. I love a night out dancing in Hollywood. I think I will always enjoy that. Yes. So,
and where do you go dancing? What's a good place to go dancing in Hollywood?
I can't say that.
No. Okay, don't say. Okay,
like
okay.
Ones that, like undercover.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay.
Well, you can see like there's pictures on like my Instagram when I go out with my girlfriends. I love to dance to like top 40 music out in Hollywood. You wear your cute dress and your sexy heels. I'm all about it.
Yeah, huh?
Yes. Wow. But, you know, sometimes it is nice to stay at home with the dogs and, you know, just kind of chill. And
that's true. How many dogs do you have?
Two.
Two of them?
They're precious. Oh, wow. They're my babies.
Aww. Well, yeah, that's what we hear all the time. They're my babies.
It is L.A. It's like Peter Pan syndrome. You know, you have dogs instead of children.
Yeah, I know.
It works. It is.
I know. It's like sometimes I'm like in my neighborhood and these girls are like, come to mommy and all this. I'm like, come on.
No, I don't put mine in clothes. I draw the line at that. And they don't have strollers. I've seen some things in Los Angeles. I'm like, are you for real? Like,
doing a double take?
Like, you need a friend that's like, check yourself, please. Don't do that. Don't go out of the house like that. So, you know.
All right. Well, we have to go. Laura Bradley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're amazing. Everybody, check out her show. What's the website for the show?
TheLauraShow.net.
TheLauraShow.net. Go ahead, check it out. And the show is going to be archived. This show is going to be archived, of course. We're going to put a link to Laura's site and everything. Don't miss the show, man. I'm really going to check it out. I mean, I like it.
Me too.
If nothing else, to take me back to my 30s.
Every Tuesday, Pretty People.
There you go, Pretty People. Remember how... So I can remember how pretty I was at one point.
Oh, you're so pretty.
This ex-girlfriend called me the other day. She says, I used to think of you as a Greek god. I said, well, yeah, maybe in my 20s.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, sweet.
There you go. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. Kelsey, thank you as always. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.